Hola y gracias por estar con nosotros en un nuevo programa de El Mundo.
Hello everyone and welcome. And today we're going to talk about the coronavirus, of course, and how is it actually creating, making, forming, shaping a new mankind. And with us, Dr. Lightman in a new format due to the circumstances, and immediately, Dr. Lightman, please. First and foremost, there is panic on a global scale. Nothing happens by chance, says the wisdom of Kabbalah. So the question is, can the panic be something positive? And if so, to what extent? Can it serve us? Well, every action, including panic, we have to see what is the reason for it and what is the result that can come, and possibly these things are good and pleasant, and maybe they're not. Many times I saw before weddings how the bride and all the people around her, they're also in a kind of panic. What about the dress and this and that? You know, a kind of panic. But these are pleasant things that I don't think that people would want to be rid of them. So panic could be pleasant and unpleasant. And also, according to the goal, I think that tomorrow we have to examine what does this lead us to. I think that mankind was in a very grim state of affairs before the outbreak of the coronavirus. And therefore, the fact that the virus broke out, it gave us a solution for that state that we were in. And therefore, now that I see all the changes that are already happening in mankind, I think that it's good. We always have to pay for what goes on with, human resources, even our lives, but what mankind has received. This virus really did some serious work for us. Good work. If so, how is panic supposed to serve us correctly for some useful goal? For the better, I'll give you an example. Social networks like YouTube, Google, and other networks are filtering content that can create panic. So what should be mankind's attitude toward this fear? Look, sure, there are people that immediately want to benefit off it, get money, respect, become famous, and especially that the media is well known for jumping on any opportunity regardless of what it is. The main thing is to present themselves that they're great, leading, understanding. But however you put it, if we will see this over time for another week, another 2 weeks, even more, we will see that this virus will not so easily let us go, and mankind's changing by it. And all in all, what it does is that it does many good things. Sorry for insisting on this, because there are two different focal points. I'll give you an example.
Trump,
his approach, his attitude is to calm people down and to say that everything's under control, although there are problems, but economy and everything, he promises that everything's under control. On the other hand, there is Merkel's approach that says that at least 70% of the population will be influenced by by the virus, even though that she wants to calm things down economically, but she pretty much explains things as they are. So what's the right attitude to calm things down, or and also people? How should people relate to this? I can't say, because there is a big difference between Merkel's nation and Trump's nation. Trump's nation, them, you really have to calm down in a way that, you know, not to twist and turn them and pressure them too much. It's a very multifaceted population of all different sorts and kinds of people. And Germany, even though that you have a few millions of immigrants there, but still, it's the German nation, which is much more solid, stronger, and are used to different kinds of pressure. And therefore, if you talk to Americans, if it's Trump, or to the Germans, if it's Merkel, these are two very different kinds of work, different kinds of things, and therefore, I can't compare between the two. It's like talking to Italians and talking to Russians, or Arabs and Norwegians. Every nation has a government that knows how to better relate to things. Therefore, I think that Trump's right and Merkel is right, that they, each of them knows how to address their nation. In relation to the population, if so, speaking only about the population itself, in the case of Israel, what should be the attitude, the approach of the nation toward the situation? The main thing we have to understand that this comes from above, from nature, and that this virus has to arrange, has to make, create big changes, and we have to hear what a government says. And it's also written that way, that I can't decide myself how to behave, but I accept the general upper or higher ruling, and I behave accordingly. And I think that because we're obedient, we can come out of all of this virus and suffer the least. If it's something that comes from above or from nature, then we're supposed to calm down, you know, not to exaggerate, you know, keep the rules, but still without deepening into the matter, without thinking too much about what's going on. I put it this way, as you know, I'm engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it studies the entire system of nature with its entire purpose and process and goal. And therefore, the way I relate to this virus is as to a blow of nature. And I don't see this as a blow that comes to strike us, but to heal us. With the help of the coronavirus, mankind can get rid of many problems, of many of its viruses that they have in their mind and heart, in their behavior. And this is a blow that actually cleans us of all the nonsense and problems that we ourselves generate. And therefore, I'm actually glad that such a blow comes to this, to mankind, because otherwise we would have really come closer to a world war. And it seems that we already feel how much the coronavirus is like water, like a tsunami that will wash over us and will clean all the garbage, that will get rid of all the imaginary businesses, of all the imaginary stuff that we're engaged in, just burning coal, oil, gas, and will only be engaged in the things that are really essential, necessary for our life, and the rest will invest in education, which will lead us to a good life. Question from Latin America, but I think that it's relevant to the entire world. No one is...
esta igualdad. Cada quien está velando por su propio bienestar y
eventually the virus it reaches everyone. But still, everyone looks at it from their own egoistic approach. Like you see people, the way they behave in the supermarket, for example. What is the lesson we're supposed to get from this crisis? We just have to understand how unorganized we are, how we're not taking each other into consideration, that we're not built in order, we're not made to arrange our life in a good, nice, convenient, equal way for all. I hope that the result from this crisis that will come is that we will all get our basic needs, basic things in order for us to be able to live our life. Food, clothes, housing, and all the rest. You don't need all the rest. And therefore, even if you're the president or you're a bank manager or you sweep streets, everyone will get the same. These are human beings and those are human beings. And this is how we'll live, and everything else we will invest in to educating our children in order to build a new world, a new society. I really hope that the virus will teach us that all those things that a person doesn't really need, that aren't his basic needs, are only harmful to him. Look how much fresher the air is, less noise, life's calmer. What else do you need? What did we enjoy? All the big mess that we're running around like little children? And what? It's all imaginary business that I hope that we're getting rid of. At the end of the day, does this crisis lead us to mutual responsibility, or should we already start talking about this now? You know, mankind learns slowly. I hope that we will reach such states where it'll be possible to explain about this, for people to understand this, that they will feel that without mutual responsibility, we will not be able to survive. That we're living in a round world, on a small planet, that we all depend on the soil and the sun and the water, and that it's forbidden for us to destroy these things. Therefore, it's better for us to feel that we all live in one home and that we're dependent on one another. And therefore, mutual responsibility is that law, is the law of our common life, where we're in good and nice relations and mutuality, and nature is leading us, pushing us toward that. And the quicker we understand it, the better off we'll be, and we'll have to pay for it less with our life and with other things until we reach a good, correct life. We see that this problem creates a serious unemployment in the world. There's an economical crisis, and no one's hiding it. What will happen in this new world? How will life change? And also, how will the element of the individual, man's expectations, Will this be canceled, or will this be an incentive to create things on the technological, personal level? This new world, what is it going to be like? It all depends on education. Because just like now, we're working for the sake of money, and everyone wants to get something from it. He'd like to get money without putting in anything, but he can't. He has to put something in, and in return, get money or something. That's how the market works. So here we have to understand, what will replace the product that we're coming out with? The thing is, to what extent each and every one invests himself for the sake of the public. And accordingly, he receives in return. So, of course, 20% of the population will have to work. And you'll know, it'll be like taking turns in order to create all the necessary things, basic needs that... But all the rest of the people, they'll be engaged in learning how to build this new society, our relations, and suppose everyone will work 2 weeks, 2 months a year in order to make the different things, housing, whatever we need, and all the rest. We'll sit and study. And the rest of the time, we'll sit and study how to benefit society. You talked about this for years, about this new reality, and now we're really living it. This element of change that exists in mankind, we see that nowadays there are many families that are sitting at home. The parents with the children, the teachers, they teach from afar, online. It's a completely new reality. If you could turn to any family, all the families, what would you tell them? What advice would you give them? I tell them that they have to go on our site. Go to our site and choose the materials that suit them according to their education, nature, taste, level of understanding, and this way gradually to understand what is the wisdom of Kabbalah talking about. How it is leading man to a new world. This is something that we talked about a long time ago already, and the truth is, I don't think that I'll reach a state where we'll see this, but seems that it's starting to realize. So this is what I would recommend. Read all the possible materials about the new world, what the wisdom of Kabbalah has to say about it, and you will see how it'll help you to see the present and the future. If so, what can we expect? In the new world, parents will have more time to share with their children. They'll have more time to be with their children. Will it have a beneficial effect on the children, on their education? Yes. Children, especially, they have to receive the method of building the new world in a correct way, because it suits them. They can participate in this, they can feel what tools, what games, what things are needed for the new generation to be ready for the new world, for them to start building it. Because before a person builds, you know, skyscrapers, they build it out of cubes. The very same way they have to build these relationships between people, the new relationships, and it's them, the new generation. And I really hope that they're the ones that will understand and realize it. At home, I have teenagers, and it seems natural that you can arrange everything through the internet, that you don't have to leave home, that you can get along without connection with other people, but it seems as though the world's pushing us toward that, and the youth are getting used to it. Yeah, they're suited for it. The new generation suits what's happening today. It's built for it. I'm really dependent on them. I really hope that they're the ones that will take this so-called glove and start building the new world for themselves. If so, the message isn't one of fear and panic, but to try and suit ourselves to the new reality. Of course, we already talked about this in our previous talks, that the crisis, the word crisis means in Hebrew, it's a new birth. It's the place where a woman crouches to give birth. It's giving birth to a new world. We needn't look at anything as something bad, even death, that something ends. No. You'll see that after this action, there's a new beginning. After everything, there's a new beginning, and we'll go into a new world. And even though that I'm very old, I'm very happy about it and really expecting it. So in conclusion, do you have some kind of advice for Latin America that's also going into this crisis, besides the dengue flu that's influencing all the countries and all the economical problems now? Also, the corona problem is added to all of that. What would you say to the Latin American people? Dear Latin Americans, I'm familiar with your character. You are actually very well suited for building the new world, a world which is entirely friendly. In which you feel each other as brothers, very close to each other, and this virus will wash away all the bad things that separated us, that stood in our way of living a good life. Let's live, let's have a good, nice life as brothers. We have the land for it, we have everything. We can be as one nation on this one piece of land of ours. And not to be afraid of any virus. The virus is the bad relations between us. With the help of good relations between us, we'll finish with all the favelas and everything, and we'll build a good life for all of us. This is what the coronavirus offers us, and I really hope to very soon see you happy, living by a different method, and satisfied. Good luck. If so, in conclusion, simplemente entonces es aprovechar lo que se nos ha dado de la mejor manera. Then we should simply approach what's happening in the best possible way, because there's no other way about it. We just have to work on these new circumstances.
Gracias por su tiempo.
Good luck.